Welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
And I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And we're here on Monday, November 14th, for another great week of work and life and everything else in between.
Exciting Monday.
It is an exciting Monday. And it's going to be a great week because this is the last week before I guess we could say that the holidays really kick in, because next week is Thanksgiving. And
that's
and
right.
It just seems like the last 6 weeks or 7 weeks of the year just fly by. So,
and normally we think of Thanksgiving as being, but we're declaring today as the beginning of the holiday season.
We are. Okay. Well, yeah. There you
this
have it.
This begins today. You can break out your Christmas ties, right?
That's right.
So
that's
let's
true.
Get ready for the holidays. Let's use this week. We have some things to put behind us.
That's right.
And let's move into the holidays. We have to start thinking holidays.
That's right. And so the focus of today is, you know, on Mondays we always try to give you some ideas and some things to think about for the week. And so what we want you to think about this week is, because this is the week before Thanksgiving, most students have next week off. Completely
from
off.
School.
Right. Now, I know that when I went to school, we still had to go Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Right.
But now they get the whole week off. So.
Right.
What we want you to think about, just to consider, is use this week, each day this week, as a way to make sure that your child is caught up. You know, we don't want to go into...
You mean caught up in school.
Caught up in school, right.
So we're talking about... Right.
Yeah.
This is the last full week. Then they have next week off.
Right.
Then they have a couple of weeks, and then it's Christmas. You know, then they're going to have Christmas vacation.
Right.
So this is a wonderful time of the year to sort of clean up and catch up and get all those missing assignments
Absolutely.
Finished and all that stuff. Use this time well.
Right. Right.
Because once they get back in January, then they have that long spell, and then they have testing, and so there isn't going to be a lot of time
right.
after January.
And the reality is, of course, that those couple of weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas are relatively... Well, not only do they fly by quickly, but they're relatively low structured. You know,
right.
there's not a whole lot going on, but schedules get messed up and mm-hmm. changed and shifted around and everything.
Right.
So, you know, this is the last week where it's really going to be important that your child is caught up, that any missing assignments are taken mm-hmm. care of, any makeup work, any makeup tests or anything like that is all done. Try to get that done this week, because you don't want them to go a week, either a week completely away from school and then have to come back to it
right.
and try to make it up then, because they're going to be
right.
way off and it's going to be really challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But you also don't want them to have a whole bunch of work to do over the right. over the Thanksgiving break when you're trying to travel and you're trying to see family and do some other things.
Right.
So try to get all that done this week.
Right.
You know, send an email to the teacher, you know, especially if your kid's in middle school especially elementary school, maybe middle school.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, and maybe the upper grades in middle school, have your kids send emails to the teachers and talk to the teachers about what's going on, what they're missing, what they need to make up, so that they can be ready on Friday to put the books down, you know,
and
maybe
really,
do a little bit of studying and everything over the break. We always want to read and things like that during the breaks, but so you can pause and have some time to enjoy the break without having to worry about all this work they're missing.
Right. Yeah, either last week or the week before, we talked about using, when you get up on Monday morning, rather than dreading the week,
right?
Try to sit down and think of one thing you'd like to accomplish
mm-hmm.
that, one
mm-hmm.
concrete thing you'd like to accomplish that week. And this would be a wonderful, this is the week, this would be a great project for this
mm-hmm.
week, is that what you're going to do this week is you're going to get all of your schoolwork for
mm-hmm.
all of your kids organized.
Yeah.
So that they can use part of the Thanksgiving break to make up all those assignments and everything, use the time in December to do the same
mm-hmm.
thing,
mm-hmm.
so that by the time they return to school in January, they've cleaned up everything from the
right.
first half of the school year.
Right.
So if you're looking for a positive project that you can accomplish, get closure on, this would be a perfect thing to do.
Right. Absolutely. And because remember, the way that the school year mm. works... I mean, we're already almost halfway through the second quarter.
Right.
So you want to make sure that they're all caught up, that they're on track,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to leave anything for either for those 2 weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas, And you certainly don't want them to leave anything until after the Christmas break or the winter break, because that's going to just create more problems. I mean, we're talking weeks and weeks and weeks out. So the likelihood of them performing well on any of that stuff is going to be low, because it's material that they covered so long ago.
Right. The pace quickens, and the pace quickens so much in January because you get into the heart of the year. We're gonna get a little breather in November and December, but man, in January the pace quickens.
Right.
So if you're looking for something to address, I would clean up all the zeros.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're out there lingering. Get all those projects completed that need a little bit of impetus, that maybe your children don't have it, but you do. So provide the impetus, get all the zeros made up, and also any really low grade, D's and F's in particular, see what you can do and have your children see what they can do to clean those up before you get into the, before you finish the holidays.
Right.
Okay? So use this week well.
Yes.
To make all those plans.
And you can do the same thing for work or for anything else that you have going on. You know, use this week to take care of that stuff. It may make this a bit of a hectic week. It may make it a bit of a hodgepodge week that's outside of your typical schedule. But I think it's going to be well worth doing that for a couple of days this week so that you can not have the stress of those things next week, or have to return to it the following week. So
get your Halloween decorations put away.
Yes.
No.
Do those. Take the spider webs down, the fake ones and the real ones.
Get some closure on some things. You'll feel much, much better as you go into this week.
Absolutely. Use that for this week. It'll make it a much better week for you, especially for next week. It'll make this week challenging, but next week will be fantastic.
Next week will be better.
All right. Well, we will be back tomorrow morning. You know, if you get a chance, we don't mention it so much on the morning show, but if you get a chance, jump on iTunes and write a review, hit a rating for us. Right. It would really be helpful. We have pretty consistently, I've mentioned before on the show that I kind of monitor where we are in iTunes. I go in and type in mental health and see where we are. We're pretty consistently right around in the top 40 or so.
We're in the top 40.
We would make this Casey Kasem.
Boom.
You made me mad that you made that joke before I could. I was going to make the Casey Kasem joke.
You didn't think I knew Casey Kasem, did you?
All right, so I'm going to have to go with Shaggy.
Oh!
Because Casey Kasem did Shaggy's voice in Scooby-Doo.
That's right, he did.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
See? Okay. So, but if you could rate us, that's how, you know, it goes into that algorithm that iTunes uses just to kind of boost us up in the ratings here, so other people can find us and join in on the conversation and write to us and all that stuff. So if you get that chance, that would be awesome. And, you know, certainly subscribe to us on our YouTube channel, because we're putting out about 6 videos a week or so.
Right.
So if you get a chance, do that. And we're recording some more things. So that's all in the can, is what they call that.
In
the can.
In professional.
In the can. Professional somewhere.
Right.
So, all right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow morning. Have a great day. Stay happy and healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Good day.
Bye-bye.